Happy New Year, everyone. This is Mambo Sandy, and I'm glad that you're tuning in today. This podcast is going to start jumping because I really have a lot of things that need to be said, okay? And, first, let me give honor and respect to my godfather, Papa Hector, who you can check out on basically social media is Instagram, Twitter, Anchor, YouTube, and Facebook. Okay, you can also find me there as well too on those platforms. You can also find Papa Hector at hectorsalva.com. All right, you can find him there. So let's get into today's podcast. Today's podcast deals with being careful and is also talking about haters. I've gone into this before, but today I'm going to get a little deeper into this word, hater. Nowadays, haters have evolved. And if you are a public figure, if you are any type of public speaker or something like that, please make sure that you are well protected, that your spirits are like, basically be in touch with your spirits, okay? And be aware of your surroundings, okay? See, long time ago, haters would hate from afar, you know? And these people, they would, you know, they might say a couple things and they might get a little nasty from, and this is only like, I'm going to say, this is like 8, maybe 10 years ago, you know, people would say little things in groups and fake, you know, all these little social media platforms, and it would be that. But we're in a time now that hope is lost. A lot of people don't have hope. The makeup of a hater is really a sad and angry and a person that has no hope. A person that is also envious. A person that before they got to that stage in their life, they probably tried to do what you're doing. They probably, you know, there's so many different ways this could be explained, but you know, if it's a woman or a man, it could be a situation with a relationship, which is why I tell people, you know, don't come on social media talking about your relationship. You know, if you look at some of these celebrities, you'll notice the celebrities that happen to keep their marriages intact are people that don't have their relationships all over social media and everybody in their business. Okay? Many people, they will, if you look at social media will trick you, okay? Because there's all these memes, these so-called memes. Nobody can get to me. Nobody can do this to me. What's for me is for me and all this other stuff like that. Okay. First of all, this is coming from a lot of people that don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because I can go spiritual and I can get scientific. And that part comes from my godfather. Papa Hector told me one day about a story about, well, it wasn't a story, it was a fact that was documented about a plant where this plant had people that would come and talk nice to it every day. And it was just, you know, cared for. Then there was another plant that was cursed at, that was, you know, all kind of nasty things emotionally, or I'm going to say by voice, was done to it. And that plant started to die. That plant started to wither. Okay. Now, if that can happen to a plant, what do you think can happen to you? Okay. A lot of things that we take for coincidence are not coincidence. There is a reason, once again, why the wise elders, I have to always say wise and knowledgeable elders, Because someone can be old and they were a fool when they were young and they're an old fool now. So let me clarify and say the wise and knowledgeable elders, okay, who had wisdom, they will always say, don't let everyone in your business, don't go bragging on your money, don't go bragging on the things you have. But nowadays, we live in a society where it's cool to brag. A couple years ago, it was the whole money fan thing. Everybody had these money fans. Everyone showing people how much money they have and things of this nature. And, you know, here's a story that I'm going to briefly share with you. How haters can be your downfall. If you're not, it's two actually. The first one is that there was a lady that I was following on social media for a while. She was a fitness guru or fitness person. However, she had a tendency of always letting people know what she was about to do, her next move. She would talk about all these different positive things that were going on in her life. And this particular thing, she was about to do a fitness competition. Well, I had noticed, you know, that all of a sudden she had like this random people in her life on Instagram that would be saying things. And when you're doing a live, you're really not paying attention. I mean, you pay attention, but it's hard to pay attention to everything that's being said in your life. And I saw a couple of little hateful comments, and there was other things that I sensed that I was like, this is not good. This is just not a good situation. Well, she never did make it to her competition. All right. She never made it to her competition. She ended up in a horrible car accident. And she had to learn how to walk again. A woman that was strong. And if she hadn't been as strong as she was, she put in her Instagram post that basically she wouldn't have survived the car crash. What she also put, I'm going to say weeks later in her Instagram post, is that she would not be posting all of her positive and happiness. And she said this in her own words. And when she said this, I'm like, wow, it took that for her to get the message. Like, people are not happy for your happiness. People are not happy for your success. Most people are in a bad state of mind. We live in a world of turmoil. And if you're not properly spiritually trained, or you're not working on yourself in some fashion or form, you have to really get your head out of your own ass to see, why would someone be happy for you if they are suffering? Why would someone be happy for you if their life is in turmoil, their life is in shambles, they could be getting ready to lose their home? Okay. Women are very, you know, they're very, when it comes to women, they're very much, you know, oh, my man, this, my man, baby, everybody's not happy that you have a man, sweetie. Everybody's not happy for you that you have a man. Everybody's not happy that you're getting married. There's just some things you need to keep to yourself. I've seen many a times women go announcing their engagements on social media, and then weeks later, or maybe a month before the wedding, or even before that, something happens and the whole thing goes left. And then they're left wondering what happened. What happened is you told too much of your business. There was a reason why also when women were pregnant, they would only tell the people that was closest to them, you know, and sometimes, guess what, people, they wouldn't even tell their mother-in-law. That's deep. They wouldn't tell certain people certain things until they were at a certain level in their, a certain stage in their pregnancy. People understood this. People didn't just take their baby, their newborn babies out and put them all on social media. They wouldn't do that. I mean, they in public. Well, social media wasn't then, but they wouldn't take their baby out in public, and they didn't want everyone touching their baby. They didn't want everyone touching their stomach, because you don't know the energy. You don't know the anger or sadness that one can carry. Okay? You don't understand. Now, some of you out there that might be listening to this, you still may be in your mind that you the all-powerful, all-knowing, and nothing can touch you because what's meant for you is meant for you. Yeah, it's meant for you, but you know what? There is such a thing called blockages. There is such a thing as someone deciding that, you know what, that's not for you. Okay? So, you must be aware of what you are doing. Now, when it comes to public speakers, you know, you have to understand that everybody that likes your posts, everyone that, you know, might come to your functions, they might not be for you. And I encourage a lot of people to have security at these different genres and events nowadays. Because many people, you have stalkers out here, all right? And unfortunately, with social media, and I'm gonna put this out there, you need to check to see if your address and your information is just not floating. I'm telling you, y'all better do a check, because your phone number, your cell phone number, I'm gonna say like 7 years ago, you couldn't just find someone's cell phone number out there unless they gave it to you. Well, sweetie, you better do a check on your name, because your information can just pop up. Google Maps likes that Google truck or whatever the hell it is. It likes to go on through, go on by, and take pictures of your home and things of this nature. We must be aware. Wake up, people. Wake up. Get your head out of your behind. You got to get your head out your ass. Period. Okay? There have been a couple of incidents, fatal incidents, with YouTubers that were attacked, YouTubers that were shot. Okay? This is not to place fear in anyone. This is to make you aware. To make you aware of what is going on if you are any type of public figure, even if you just have a social media page, or, you know, there's a reason why many celebrities, they have security around them. There's a reason why these celebrities do what they do. Now, you got some that, you know, they feel like the people still like them, and that they can go any place and do anything. And then they're shown, no, you can't. Because people are not happy that you have moved up in the world and they have not. And that they're still in the ghetto, or they're still doing bad. Now, I'm going to call it what it is. That's what it is. And it's a sad state of affairs, but that is what it is. These people have maybe tried the makeup of a hater is not a person that really wants to hate, but they have been beaten down, and everyone doesn't have the same strength or tenacity to keep going on. Some people, once they're broken, they remain broken. They give up. And once they give up, well, any type of spirit, negative, lower entity, however you want to call it, is more likely to be able to present itself to do more harm to that person and to make that person take steps to harm other people. That's why I say the hater of today is not the hater of yesterday. The hater of yesterday will kind of stay to themselves. The hater of today will take measures to destroy your business. They will take measures to annihilate you, pretty much, because of your existence, because of who you are, what you might represent, or, you know, these things. So why call, you know, extra attention to yourself? You can do what you need to do, but be careful of what you put out there. No one needs to know your success. No one needs to really know that. I mean, now there's some people out there that, hey, they got all of those spiritual protections and they've done the work and they've done what they needed to do where something, you know, where things may not reach them. All right. But for the majority, that is not the case. And that is the truth. That is a fact. Okay. So you must understand, when you go putting your child's picture out there, you know, I'm going to give you another scenario. May she rest in peace. Mambo Sunny. When I used to go to Mambo Sunny's office, she never had any pictures of her children, her cat, or anything in her office. And one day I had brought, and I, you know, my silly self, I had brought her, you know, a picture of me, you know, to put in her office, you know, because I'm like, that's, you know, she's like a mom to me. And, you know, I figured, give her a picture. And she said, no, baby, you can take that right on back to the house and you can put it there. And I asked her about that. And she said, people are wicked. That was her response. People are wicked. Now, she said this to me in, I'm going to say, this was 98, maybe 98, 97. She said this to me. Okay. Now, for her to say this to me, then I could only imagine now. Okay. So we do a lot of things unknowingly. We do a lot of things without thinking. We do a lot of things, you know, just by doing and not thinking these things out. She was also one that believed in, you know, don't be eating from everybody. She didn't care about no office party. She did not care. No, she did not. Okay, she will watch still who she ate from. Okay, and this is important because, you know, you don't know when people come, as they say, bearing gifts. All right, what can be in a gift? It could be a Trojan horse. All right, so these are the things that you must be aware of. You know, these are the things that you should teach your children. These are the things that you should teach those around you that you care about and you love. Because people out here now, they take things to a different level. All right? You know, young women jumping, other young women over the simplest things. You know, maybe because you got a new hairstyle and, you know, back in the day it was, oh, she thinks she cute. And maybe you might get in a tussle. But nowadays, it's a completely different ball game. You have young women rolling up to people's houses, fighting, killing. How many times have you seen, and I'm going to talk for my community real quick. How many times have you seen my Dominican and African American and Boricuas in the news that they done got killed because a group have decided to roll up and we're just dying. We're dying out here unnecessarily because we have to learn how to control, you know, our mouths. Because people out here are not playing. You have to be aware of your surroundings. You must be aware of what you put out there. Because I put in my post, but I'm going to say it here, because maybe it might reach your ears a little more. It may hit home a little more. People have no regard for human life nowadays. People are in a state, many people are in a state of I don't care, and I'm just waiting for the right person, the next, as they say, I'm just waiting for the next person to say something stupid. And they have a lot of pent up anger. And this is why I also tell people, when you go to restaurants and you go to different stores and things like that, and you're getting services done, be aware that the person behind the booth or the person behind that desk is a human being. And you don't know if that human being is being abused at home, be a woman or a man. You don't know if that person just lost their child. You don't know what kind of turmoil could be going on in that person's life. So you could either bring negativity or you could bring something positive to the table. But you will be, your actions, either way, it will come back to you. And I know we all sometimes we forget, you know, that, hey, we're human. We make mistakes. Things happen. Okay? You know, I had to get out my own self way long time ago. You know, I ordered a particular something one time and it came to me and it was not, you know, the way I thought it was going to be. And I was mad. I was upset. And then, you know, it dawned on me, this was made by a human being. And human beings are not without flaws. We make mistakes. We try our best to do our best, but we make mistakes. However, we must be more aware and take more responsibility for what we do. Because as of now, the world is not in a good place. And I want you all to see another new year. I want you all to make it home to your families. I want your babies that are on the way to make it here. I want your marriages that you have getting ready to get married. I want it to go through if that's what you want. I want you to keep having success in your business. No one needs to know how successful your business is. You know, you see these things on Instagram, people doing these dumb Instagram posts with, they're showing how many packages they're sending out. Are you kidding me? You don't need to know how many packages, nobody needs to know how many packages your business is getting. Nobody needs to know that. Your customers don't need to know how many packages is going out. All you need to know, all customers want to know is, when am I getting my goods? When is my stuff coming through? So sometimes we put ourselves in positions out of ignorance. And that doesn't have to be the case. So I'm going to wrap this up by saying, please be more aware of what you do. Please be aware of what you put out there. And just be more aware of your surroundings. If it smells funky, it's funky. If it feels funky, then it's funky. Pay attention to your spirit. All right, this is Mambo Sandy, and you have a good day.